This year, state lawmakers passed 264 bills out of more than 1,000 filed bills. Among them are two very controversial issues that usually pit Democrats and Republicans against the other. One, allowing doctors to prescribe a low strain of marijuana nicknamed Charlotte's Web to help those with seizures. Another, making in-state tuition rates available for students living in the country illegally. Both are now heading to the governor's desk after passing both chambers of the Republican-led legislature. And House Democratic Leader Perry Thurston says it's all an election ploy.
This is something that we've been working on for the past 16 years. This is something that we've been fighting for 11 years while the lieutenant governor was in the House and also the speaker in the House. We've tried to get this bill passed for the longest because it's something that we truly believe in. It's not something that we're doing because it's politically expedient.
University of South Florida political scientist Susan McManus calls that moving toward the middle, especially in an election year when courting independent voters is important.
And in our state, independents tend to be younger and tend to be more moderate on some issues, particularly social issues, but a little bit conservative on fiscal issues. So clearly the Republicans have seen that their policies that they've enacted this legislature are going to be playing a little bit better to those independents than they would have had they not passed them.
But House Speaker Will Weatherford, who championed both issues this year, says he wouldn't agree with the premise that the legislature moved to the left this year.
No, I would say that we took on challenges that have been around for quite some time. And what was different about this year is that both chambers allowed to have a serious debate about Charlotte's Web and helping people who are sick, and particularly children. We had a serious debate allowed to take place on both floors with regard to tuition and undocumented students who did nothing wrong themselves but happened to find themselves here illegally because of the mistake of their parents. And I believe what we did was we solved some injustices that are in our society.
Adding to that, Senate President Don Gates says he doesn't see it as an election ploy for Republicans, but more as a bipartisan win for Floridians.
I think that Will Weatherford has proven that there is such a thing as not only a compassionate conservative, but an effectively compassionate conservative with the policies that he's championed. But none of this was done just in the Republican cloakroom or the majority office. Every initiative that we passed all the way through the legislative process was bipartisan in nature. If they're good for Republicans and good for Democrats, then they're good for Florida. We're more worried about the next generation. We think if we do that, the next election will take care of itself.
Amen.
Governor Rick Scott, who's facing re-election this year, has hailed the in-state tuition bill during and after session multiple times, and even has an audio recording about the measure's passage in Spanish. It was sent from the email of Jackie Schutz, his now-traveling campaign press secretary, taken from the governor's email transparency program called Sunburst.
Hola, soy el gobernador Rick Scott. Gracias a nuestros esfuerzos, la legislatura hoy aprobó reducir la matrícula universitaria para todos los estudiantes del estado, incluyendo los estudiantes conocidos como los Dreamers. Mi compromiso es que cada familia que sueña con enviar a sus hijos a la universidad tenga la oportunidad de hacerlo.
Translated, the governor is saying thanks to lawmakers for reducing college tuition for all students in the state, including the so-called Dreamers, those children brought to the country illegally. Meanwhile, Scott's not only touted the immigration tuition issue this year, he's also said he'd signed the measure legalizing the low strain of marijuana.
I'm a parent and grandparent. I want to make everybody, make sure my children, my grandchildren have the access to the health care they want. So if it passes, I'm going to sign it.
The governor had a good session that brought him closer to the middle where most elections in Florida are won. Medical marijuana, education funding, Dreamer tuition, things of that nature. But that you would have been surprised to see him touting in his first run for governor.
That's Max Zipanovich, who has supervised several campaigns, including former Florida governors Bob Martinez and Jeb Bush. So while first campaigning for governor, for example, Scott touted an Arizona-style immigration law for Florida, and now not so much.
I think what happened was is that Governor Scott he came into the job with no political experience whatsoever and had a rough start. I think that he has grown in the job and has matured in the job and has become a good governor. I think that the moves he made this session were a natural part of that evolution, and fortunately for him, they dovetail nicely with the politics.
And while some have accused the governor of flip-flopping on issues, USF political professor McManus says that's essentially what this gubernatorial race will be about for either party.
The truth of the matter is that both Charlie Crist and Rick Scott have changed their positions on issues, but they will argue that their positions now are much more in sync with what the voters are thinking and want. So the battle of the flip-floppers, it's probably going to be this case that this election year is described as that by some after it's all over.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.